Caleb Collier said,
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, the sun is conscious. We'll also be covering Washington State just won a major award, and also let's play the Holy Spirit board game. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. And I am your host, Caleb Collier, once again, your favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. And by the way, Gabe would have me remind you that we are the only show, well, maybe not only, but we're the greatest show that covers politics and religion with Jesus right in the center playing referee. I like that line. Hey, head on over to churchandstate.media and check out our website because we've got great shows, great guests. I mean, we're doing a lot over here, and I know I joke around a lot, but I am actually impressed with all of the things that we've been able to accomplish on Church and State, the people that we brought in. I mean, there is a degree of professionalism. In fact, Chris just said this to me. He said, it is such a pleasure to work with such a professional individual. And I'm going to hold him to that. And I'm also going to point out that he said it when I was the only one hosting the show. Ah, I got him now. All right. But head on over there and download the shows and share them with your friends, family, enemies, neighbors, all these individuals who need to hear this content. And who am I going to talk about? I want to talk about gold. I like gold. Gold is such a beautiful product, comes from the earth, rare metals, and you can buy things with it, and you can ensure that you're going to protect the purchasing power that the dollar just doesn't give you anymore these days. I mean, we've been on Clay Clark's show every single Thursday for months now talking about this BRICS and all these different nations that are aligning themselves together, all to try to take down the dollar. Well, I am a little bit suspicious that they might be successful. And if you want to ensure that you don't wake up one day and see the stock market tank and with it all of your dreams and hopes, well, maybe you should invest in gold and silver. So head on over to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Use the promo code Church and State. Get one of those General Flynn coins. Those are sharp. I like those. I need to get one of those General Flynn coins. And then I'd actually be getting silver to protect myself and paying into my own ministry, Church and State. This is great. It's a win-win. Also, you can donate specifically to us, and I'm going to reiterate that we find ourselves in a bit of trouble, so we need your money. We have come to a point where we're not bringing in enough cash flow to ensure that we stay on 5 days a week, and we are talking about moving to 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So if you like our daily broadcast, we'll still be doing a daily broadcast. You'll just have to go to churchandstate.media or a Rumble page or Facebook or whatever. But you won't hear it on the American Christian Network. So if you want to continue to hear us here, you got to donate, ladies and gentlemen. Lastly, if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State, 1776 at proton.me. All right, I got a lot to talk about. Some fun episodes. This is going to be a fun episode. You're going to see me lose my mind a few times. I know a lot of you tune in to see that. But I do need to, I'm going to go through these kind of quick. Homeschool Conference 2024, April 26th through the 27th, over at Valley Assembly. Valley Assembly is a God. That's right over there by the Walmart out there on Sullivan. It's a full day event, a 2 day event, where you're going to learn about all the different resources for those of you who are interested in getting your kids out of public indoctrination, which I highly recommend all of you do. Grandparents, if you listen to the show, I bet you got some grandkids that are in the public indoctrination system. Get them out. Go to this place. Find out all the resources. Guarantee you won't be disappointed. Also, if you are like me and hate needles, specifically the jab, well, you're going to want to come to the Vax Unvax bus tour in Spokane, April 19th. It's going to be at 12929 East Sprague Avenue, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is brought by the Children's Health Defense Washington chapter. A great group of people. I know a lot of them. They've been my tribe, if you will, during the whole plandemic. These were the people that I could count on when we were hitting the streets, pushing back against all of these lockdowns and mandatory vaccines. All right, so there's my announcements. Let's get into these great stories. So I know most of you who are listening to this show probably identify as Christians. And one of the things that I had when I was growing up that we weren't allowed to touch. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that are remembering these things. As a kid, I couldn't watch He-Man. I wanted to watch He-Man. All my friends liked He-Man. I wasn't allowed to. It was demonic. Okay. That's how I grew up. That's my parents. They wouldn't let me do certain things. Okay. One of those things that I couldn't do was play with an Ouija board. And I'll tell you, I would never let my kids play with an Ouija board. Yeah, back when I was a young kid, my parents are so uncool. You know what? My parents were cool because they were keeping me out of the pit of darkness, or at least doing everything that they possibly could to ensure that I wouldn't head down that path. Well, I've got great news for you. In case you do want to have that spiritual element to your life, if you want to add that, and you don't want to play around with a Ouija board, you can now play with the Holy Spirit board game. This is great. The Holy Spirit Games Christian Religious Talking Board for Seance with Planchette. Are you kidding me right now? You think just by putting Holy Spirit on it that suddenly we don't think this isn't a Ouija board? This is crazy. It says, get the answers you need. The Holy Spirit board can answer all of life's most important questions straight from the man himself. All right, that makes me feel good. Beautiful golden magic cross with metallic mirrored finish. Perfect for churches, prayer groups, or just getting together with friends. Unlike other spirit boards, this one will never contact evil ghosts or demons. So you can ask your questions with an assured sense of safety. I'm glad they put that on there. So let me get this straight. Because you've made what was traditionally that triangle on the Ouija board into a cross, it's all okay now. That's okay. So we all put our hands on this thing together and everybody is, you're moving. I'm not moving it. You're moving it. We still do that. But we can ask the Holy Spirit any question we might have. Am I going to meet the right one? The Holy Spirit said I was. I know most of you are like shaking your heads at this bit, but sadly enough, there are Christians who actually will partake in this and see nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong at all because it's Christian. Clearly this is okay. I mean, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, you all see it in churches. You see it in churches all the time. Churches that are acting all crazy, getting super spiritual, doing all sorts of weird stuff. The rest of the world's shaking their heads. The true spiritual people, the ones that are following the devil, they're like, yeah, there we go. We got them now. But they're doing this kind of stuff. I love at the end here too. Frequently bought together. So if you're buying this Holy Spirit game, okay, what do you think would be frequently bought together? Oh, look at that. It pairs so well. Like a fine wine and a good chunk of cheese. You can buy it together with the Ouija board. So we got everybody covered. And in this day and age where you don't want to offend anyone, that's the worst thing you can do. Hey, you're bringing some friends over. Hey, guys, we can either play the Holy Spirit game. Oh, wait. I have a problem with that. I'm not a Christian. No. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Let's bring out the Ouija board. Okay, that's all right. Let's have some fun. Come on now. And I love this. This is actually reported on by church leaders. They actually talked about this. It's sold on Amazon, advertised as a Christian religious talking board. And it's a Christian version of the popular occult board game called the Holy Spirit board. Popular version. There's no difference here. Let me just take you back. Because, you know, I like to go back to the Bible for some odd reason. I don't know why. Oh, maybe because it's filled with nothing but truth. Yeah, you remember when Solomon tried to do something like this? Remember when Solomon came in contacted, not Solomon, Saul, sorry. Saul. What did he do? He approached the witch of Endor. Oh, that's right, yeah. To get in contact with Samuel. And he was cursed for it. Christians, we don't play around with this kind of stuff. I mean, just imagine, I'm going to go back to it, okay? I got a great youth group, and we're all going to come together. We start out in a nice prayer. Maybe we read the Bible, right? And then all of a sudden, I'm like, hold on, guys. I got something else really cool. let's go ahead and activate that Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Holy Spirit, activate.
Oh, no.
Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Spirit, activate. Activate. All right, let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready. I am motivated right now. Yeah, let's bring out this Christian Ouija board and have a lot of fun. I would yank my kids out of that church so fast. Because this stuff is playing with the devil. And there's nothing funny about that. All right, let's move on. And this goes right along with it. You remember a time not too far in the distant past where we worshiped the sun? Yeah, you remember there were a lot of cultures out there that worshiped the sun. You know, there was the sun god, there was the moon god. They did all sorts of weird things like, child sacrifice to their son. Why? Because this thing was alive. Well, science prevailed, logic prevailed, and we moved away from these silly ideas. But have we? Because no, now there's a biologist that is saying the sun may be conscious. We're right back to it. The thing that I love, absolutely love about this story is that modern science will do anything, say anything, take any action to disprove God. There cannot be a creator. Nope. We cannot allow that. But you know what? The sun might be alive. Are you kidding me right now? What's the sun thinking about? Chris, what do you think the sun thinks about? Come on, get on the mic. You know I want to talk to you. What do you think the sun, like what does the sun think about like on a day-to-day basis?
World domination?
Destroying the earth. That's exactly where I was going with this. Right? If I was the sun, I'd be like, man, those pesky humans there on that third planet, they keep sending satellites in there to kind of probe around me. I got them. Solar flare. That's what I'd be doing, right? Are we kidding? I'm killing my producer over here. But seriously, we think the sun has thoughts now? Does the sun dream? What's the sun dream about? It's so hot. And my dream is like a Arctic vacation. Is that what the sun's thinking? I wish I could cool down a little bit. Man, I wish I had an ice cold Coke. It's so ludicrous. But this scientist who, the article even points out, he may be a little bit odd, but the theory may have merit. I mean, there have been people who have thought this for eons, so there might be something actually there. It's called panphysicism, coined all the way back in the 16th century. And it actually enjoyed some 19th century credibility. But the theory was finally killed in all the way back in the 1920s. We have come a long way, haven't we, ladies and gentlemen, to where now we've moved away from this idea. But they recycled it. They recycled it because, no, we can't have a creator, but we could have a son that's alive and thinking. Maybe, just maybe, this theory might have just a little bit of merit. And by that I mean, maybe, just maybe, the sun actually has the stamp of the one who created it. Maybe that's what the scientists are actually cluing in on. Maybe they're realizing that this Big Bang theory, that this idea that the universe is ever expanding, maybe they're realizing this doesn't have any merit. We can't prove this. I mean, dark matter was just disproved. And so maybe they're seeing this, but because they are such religious zealots for secularism, they cannot acknowledge it. They cannot accept it. And so they have to come up with all these oddball alternative ideas like panspermia, and now this new one that the sun may actually be alive. And if the sun is alive, maybe the earth's alive? I mean, they're already talking about that. They already have Gaia worship everywhere you look. Well, go ahead.
What about Uranus?
Chris, this is a Christian show. I can't take him anywhere. We might have to even edit that out. I don't know. But why not? Why can't we say these? Maybe the black hole. Maybe the black hole is just a big jerk. Right? I told you I was going to be a little bit silly and kind of lose my mind on some of these things. But why not? Why can't the black hole just be a big jerk? You know, he's the bully of the universe that just wants to suck everyone in. Maybe he's like an ex-wife. I don't know. But come on. If science is going to continue to pursue these ridiculous theories, then maybe I truly am a science denier. Maybe I just accept that from you leftists who threw that accusation at us as we started questioning this COVID-19 vaccine. Maybe I truly am a science denier because this is something that I'm going to deny every single time. This is something I will never accept. It's something that I know in my heart, in my soul, that no, the sun is not alive. It was put there by God in order to keep our planet at the perfect temperature in order to ensure that life could prosper here. That's why the sun was created. No, it's not alive. But maybe it still has that mark of the Creator. Maybe it still has that mark of God. And as soon as science actually starts pursuing legitimate science, I'll stop being a science denier. And, well, I can't say last but not least, because I might go off on who knows what. But, do we have a drum roll? We don't have a drum roll. We need a drum roll. Chris, we need a drum roll. Make note of that. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to announce to you that Washington State, my home state, what a great state we live in, don't we? I mean, the beauty of Washington State, the trees, the mountains, the water is so clean, so clear. It's just a great state, isn't it? I mean, yeah, we've got our problems. We've got that tick that's embedded on our hindquarters called Seattle. Sure. But overall, it's a great state. Well, we just won a major award. A major award. I'm thrilled to announce this for you. Washington named America's most corrupt state again. I love the again. It's just comma again. Like, we have so much to be proud of in this beautiful state that we call home. Yep, Washington State has once again topped the list of the most corrupt states in the United States, according to a news report by Best Life. The report, which was published on November 18th, 2023, used four metrics to measure corruption: number of public corruption convictions per 10,000 residents, number of reported violations by medical providers, states with anti-corruption measures for public officials, and state integrity score. Each metric was given a weighted value and was used to calculate a corruption index score where 100 is the most corrupt and 0 is the least. So, are you ready for this? Guess what our final score was? We got a 99.98%. Come on, give it up for Washington State. It's amazing. 99? You guys were like, I know it's been a while since I exited out of the California public education system, but 99%, that's an A, right? Like they almost got a perfect score, right? A plus. This is great news for Washington State. I mean, we don't win a lot of things. Most people, when they think, you know, I'm going to take a family vacation, it's not to Washington State. Our coastlines are horrible. Who wants to go to the beach in Washington? You been to the beach in Washington? What? You're also a vegetarian. Chris likes the beaches. Who likes the beaches? They're cold and they're rocky. Yeah, you can wear your jacket. I don't even know why I talk to you half the time. Man. Nobody likes going to the beach in Washington State. Anyway, nobody comes here for tourism. It's not our thing. And even in Spokane, where I reside, you know what we do when we have somebody that comes into Spokane to visit us? We take them to Coeur d'Alene. That's right. We exit the state. Nope, we ain't going downtown Spokane. We're going to Coeur d'Alene. But now we have something that we can put on our tourism cards. Bob Ferguson's still running for governor, right? Awesome. Bob Ferguson should have this on every flyer he points out. We won something. We are the most corrupt state. Are we surprised with Bob Ferguson and Jay Inslee at the helm. This is amazing. All right. Convictions per capita. Washington had 2,522 public officials convicted of corruption in federal court from 1976 to 2010, making it the state with the highest number of convictions in absolute terms per capita. Wow. Medical violations. Washington had 3,724 reported violations by medical providers between 1990 and 2020, including adverse action reports and medical malpractice payment reports. Well, hopefully, a number of those are people reporting vaccine side effects and adverse reactions. I would hope. I don't know. I might be extrapolating there, but that's my hope on this one. Okay. The index here, the one that measures the states with anti-corruption measures for public officials. Well, it's called the Swamp Index. I like that because we need to drain that, don't we? The Swamp Index, Washington scored poorly on the Swamp Index, which measures the presence and effectiveness of anti-corruption measures for public officials in each state. The index is based on 12 criteria, such as ethics enforcement, lobbying disclosure, campaign finance, and whistleblower protection. We did not score very well on that. And then the state integrity score. Washington also scored low on the state integrity score, which assesses the transparency, accountability, and ethics of state government. The score is based on 13 categories such as public access to information, political financing, electoral oversight, and judicial accountability. And once again, we scored real low on that one. Why is it so corrupt? Why do you think? What are your suspicions? I feel like I don't even need a report on this section. But why is it so corrupt? Well, there are some possible factors. One factor is the lack of effective oversight and enforcement of ethics laws and regulations in the state. Okay, another factor is the influence of money and special interests in state politics. You know, those dirty lobbyists. Washington has high levels of political donations from corporations, unions, and other groups, as well as high levels of lobbying spending. A third factor is the culture of corruption and impunity in the state. So we're just used to this. This is just who we are. You know, like certain states, they've got a reputation, you know, like the New Yorker, you know, they're going to mess with you. You know, you don't mess with Texas, right? Texas, everything is big in Texas. In Washington, we're just corrupt. Deal with it. Want to move here? Sounds like a great idea. I love corruption. How it can improve? They have all these lists. I love this. Strengthening the Ethics Commission, right? Improving the lobbying disclosure and campaign finance laws, increasing the transparency and accountability of state government, promoting a culture of ethics and integrity. You want me to translate that for you? Two words. Vote Republican. How about that? Washington State, here we are. We're the most corrupt state in the union. We're also the most liberal. Well, in the West Coast anyway. We're number three for the most liberal states. So let's correlate this together. I know this might be too far for some of my audience. The most liberal state on the West Coast. Third highest liberal state in the entire nation. Number one corrupt state in the country. I'm not good at, you know, forming these ideas that maybe this causation might be linked and might correlate. I don't know, but I think there might be something to it. I'm no Sherlock Holmes here, ladies and gentlemen, but maybe, just maybe, if we stop sending Democrats to every single office in Washington State, governor, treasurer, whatever it may be, maybe we wouldn't be so corrupt. Maybe if we, dusted off that old constitution and actually started implementing that, both the federal constitution and our Washington state constitution, maybe if we actually started adhering to that, maybe we wouldn't have these issues. Look, this is something that I would think, I know I'm making that joke and you know that I'm not a Republican, but here's the thing. This is an issue that should cross party lines. This is an issue that people should stop worrying about party affiliation and start worrying about, the well-being of the place that they live. George Washington warned about party affiliation. He despised it because the problem with it is you stop caring about your nation and you care only about the party. I don't care. I've been a Democrat my whole life. My mom was a Democrat. My dad was a Democrat. My grandparents were Democrats. I'm always going to be a Democrat. Okay, well, what about experimenting on children and, you know, cutting off body parts with this whole... Oh, I don't agree with that. Okay, okay. What about killing babies in the... No. I don't agree with that. Why do you vote Democrat? Because I've always voted Democrat. Stop caring about your party. Start caring about your country. And then just maybe we can improve upon a state that is the most corrupt in the entire country. Don't you think that, doesn't it just possibly pass your mind that this might not be a good thing for Washington State? Or are you like me and are you celebrating this great award? Chris, I set the table for you and you failed me. I had a video all queued up and you have to go edit it.
Don't bother me now, sweetie. Can't say I'm busy. Yeah, but what is that? It's a major award.
A major award?
Right there. We all know it's ugly. Everybody knows exactly what the wife in the Christmas story knew. That's an ugly lamp. Okay, now I want to put up a leg lamp in my house during Christmas. My wife won't let me. I may just surprise her with it one of these days. But we all know it's ugly. We all know Washington State is ugly. But instead of changing it, instead of actually taking action and doing something about it, no, let's all just celebrate this great award that we've won as a state, something we can be proud of, something we can tell our kids about. We've got the most corrupt state in the country. Come on out into the yard. We'll celebrate. I don't think so. I would hope that there's enough of you, enough people like me, who would come to that point where you'd realize either I change or they change. And what I mean by I change is I'm not changing, but maybe I change location. Maybe I move somewhere else. Maybe we dust off that idea of shoring up these red states. Not retreat, but like the Marine Corps used to have, retreat hell. We're just fighting in another direction. Or we band together and we say, no, not anymore. Not anymore to corruption in this beautiful state that we call home. You politicians, you dirtbags, you're out on your heads. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself or maybe even a doctor for your family or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's a 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code CHURCHANDSTATE.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTATE. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14, 2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.